Five things you need to know about the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are tough at home. Like 4-0 tough.
They've got him! Benny Logan has a sack.
They've only allowed 38 points at Lincoln Financial, a notoriously tough place to play.
The only thing I remember is they chuck eggs at you on the bus as you come down off of the interstate into the stadium. So I actually look forward to seeing that.
The strongest position on the Eagles, defensive line, which boasts quality and quantity. Tackle Fletcher Cox.
He gets ground and he's lost.
And end Brandon Graham.
He's hit! Brandon Graham with another sack.
Are having Pro Bowl caliber seasons.
The 4-point stance, the way they get off the ball, they rotate those guys in there. It's an outstanding defensive front, and it really sets the tempo for the defense.
The Philly LBs can run and cover. The Philly DBs cannot.
He's got a receiver, and he makes the catch.
Just splits the two defenders. He outruns them both.
The Eagles are deep and good at tight end. Check out number one, Zach Ertz, working against linebacker coverage. Now, check number two, Brent Celek, working against cornerback Richard Sherman.
Just another challenge, just the NFL, man. You get it week in and week out, and you got to go out there and you got to compete.
We could finish with rookie quarterback Carson Wentz, who's got everything but experience.
He pumps, he fires, complete, touchdown!
Or Darren Sproles, the run, catch, return threat, who's still getting it done at the age of 33.
He is in! Darren Sproles! Darren Sproles!
Big touchdown!
But we will finish with Jason Peters, who's reportedly fallen from the ranks of elite left tackles. Those reports may be inaccurate.
Can't say enough good things about him. Big guy, you know, you can't teach his size, and he's got great feet, so I got nothing but respect for the guy.